Christ on this first day of Advent, the first Sunday in Advent, you noticed probably right away when you came into church. The tabernacle veil is violet, the flowers are off the altars. If the choir was singing today, there would be no organ. We have the violet vestments on as well. Advent is a season of preparation. Advent is a somewhat penitential season where we prepare for Christmas. So certainly during this season, during these next 4 weeks, we should consider and ask ourselves, what is it that I need to work on in my spiritual life? What is it that I need to work on, especially in preparing for Christmas? So too today is the start of a new liturgical year as well, a new church year. Just like at the end of 2019 and the start of 2020 on January, so too last Sunday was the final Sunday of Pentecost for the last liturgical year, and today is the first Sunday of the new liturgical year. One thing that many people do when it comes to the calendar year is that at the end of the year, they'll think back on the year and they'll ask themselves, what really went well this last year? What didn't go so well? What do I want to work on in this coming year? So too today, we should ask ourselves, what went well over the course of the last church year? What didn't go so well? What can we be thankful for? But especially, what can I work on now during Advent moving forward? There are many things that we can do during this season of Advent to make it a holy preparation for Christmas. For example, if we are not praying our rosary every day, we can make that a point. I want to pray my rosary every day. Even if it's late, I'm going to get it done every day for this Advent. Also, if we are able to, we should try to make it to extra masses during the week. If we have that availability to do so, by attending an extra mass, we receive so many graces from Almighty God. And those graces help us to prepare for Christmas. Also, we can work on spiritual reading at home. Spiritual reading, especially that which prepares us for Christmas, helps to nourish our soul. And one short thing about spiritual reading. Doing spiritual reading doesn't mean picking up a dry, long, boring book that you don't enjoy to read. There are a lot of good spiritual books out there to read. Books that when you start to read them, it's hard to put those down. And I would recommend finding a book like that. If the book you're reading now, or the books you have read in the past, are pretty dry and boring, I would consider putting those away for now and finding a book that really catches your attention and one that makes you want to read it during this Advent season. There are many other things that we can work on during this Advent season. But what I would recommend here today is for each and every one of us to pray to Almighty God and ask Almighty God, what is it that I need to work on during this Advent season, and how am I to work on it? Once we know clearly what we are to do and how we are to accomplish it, let us not waste any time. It's the start of a new liturgical year, so let us be refreshed in our motivation. Let us be refreshed in our spirits. It's almost as if a new start, and we should have that mentality in mind to help motivate us moving forward. There's one thing in particular I want to talk about in regards to this coming Advent season that I think pertains to a lot of us, and that is stress, anxiety, and worry. When we look around us, whether it's in our own spiritual life, our family life, in our government, in our country, across the world, there are many alarming things. There are many concerning things that cause us much stress, anxiety, and worry here and now. But my dear friends in Christ, let us place our trust and confidence in Almighty God. Let us not give in to that anxiety or stress or worry. Let us do our part, yes. Let us work hard to overcome the challenges and difficulties, yes. But let us not give in to that anxiety and that worry. Anxiety and worry drag us down. They cause us to be sad. They make it hard to fight temptations. It makes it hard to practice virtue. Almighty God does not want us to be sad and downcast. So let us especially try our very best during this Advent season, that when we feel the temptation to be worried or stressed, our first response should be to pray. When we feel that first coming on of worry, let us pray, and there are many good prayers that we can pray. In the introit today for Mass, the first prayer that we prayed out of the Missal by the altar, it said, "To thee I have lifted up my soul. In thee, O my God, I put my trust." There are some other really good prayers as well. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in thee. There are other prayers like, "My Lord and my God, thy will be done, not my will be done." Especially when we are afflicted by things that we can't control, that's usually what causes us the most stress. And that's where we can practice that resignation to the will of God. We can place our trust and confidence in Almighty God. In fact, when we do feel the stress or the worry, we can use prayer as a response to it. We can use that stress or that anxiety that tempts us as a reminder to pray. This is something that came up a couple days ago. I believe it was on Friday. I had gotten a phone call, and I had to write something down, some note, a phone number, whatever it might have been. So right away I grabbed whatever note was in the directory, and I jotted down the information, and I put it in my prayer book. I left it in my prayer book, and on Saturday morning I was working on something else. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was something going on that was pretty frustrating, some cross or difficulty that had come up. And I remember looking down in my prayer book, and about a half an inch of that notepad was sticking out, or that note was coming out of my prayer book, and it said, "Don't stress, call the best." I thought about it for a second. I know that's some quote for a company or a business. Don't stress, call the best. But I was thinking, this is definitely providential, because in our spiritual life, we should not stress. But when we are stressed or tempted, our calling is our prayer. Calling is our prayer, uplifting our heart and our mind to Almighty God. And who is the best? Almighty God is the best. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the best. And certainly, when we call upon our Lord, He's going to help us. He might not help us the way in which we ask Him for at that given moment, but we can be assured that God always helps us more than what we could ever imagine. We can also call upon our Blessed Mother and all the angels and the saints. I think of the angels and the saints as like bodyguards. The devils like to tempt us. They like to drag us down. They like to agitate us. But when we call upon the angels and the saints, these are the friends of God. They're in heaven before the face of God right now. When we call upon them, they're going to come to our aid. They're going to help us. So I think of them as like good bodyguards, especially in time of trial. But my dear friends in Christ, if we want to attain that peace of soul, if we want to overcome the stress or worry, we have to root out sin from our life. Peace of soul and sin cannot exist at the same time in our hearts. We know that sin is contrary to God. We know that sin is disobedience to God's laws. And certainly if there's anything that separates us or drags us down in our spiritual life, we should make it a point during this season of Advent to renew our fervor in overcoming it. We have these 4 weeks of preparation, and let us do our best to use them well. If we want to attain that peace of soul on Christmas, let us use this season of Advent to prepare. Let us ask Almighty God, what is it I need to work on in my own spiritual life? What is it that I need to improve upon? It says in the introit today, also, "Show me, O Lord, thy ways. Teach me thy paths." Let that be our prayer here today. Show me, O Lord, thy ways. Teach me thy paths. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.